الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
Today is the 16th day, 16th day after the commencement of the fasting in the month of Ramadan. 1446 Hijri, in bracket 16 again of the month of March 2025. Now we are going to take the verses with us now. Iqra.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا أخرجوا آل لوط من قريتكم إنهم أناس يتطهرون
نعم
فأنجيناه وأهله إلا امرأته قدرناها من الغابرين وأمطرنا عليهم مطرا فساء مطر المنذرين
وما كان جواب قومه There was nothing as a response from the people of Prophet Lot. Their only response was that illa an qalu, they only said akhriju ala Lot, expel the community of Prophet Lot, because al ikhraj means to expel somebody, to evict somebody from his living or staying. أخرجوا آل لوط من قريتكم, from your dwellings. إنهم أناس يتطهرون, because they claim to be people pretending to be purified. فأنجيناه, that is according to what they say. فأنجيناه, subsequently and consequently we saved him وأهله, along with his family. إلا امرأته, except his wife, قدرناها من الغابرين. We have decreed that she is amongst those left behind in their sin. وأمطرنا عليهم مطرا. We rain against them the rain of punishment. فساء مطر المنذرين. How ugly is such a kind of a rain? Rain here is used to symbolize Allah's wrath and anger. We rain upon them, you know, our anger upon anger, and how awful, how ugly is such rain against those to whom they receive warning. Because Al-Munzir is the one so warned. Al-Munzir is the one giving the warning. Naam.
قل الحمد لله وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الله خير أما يشركون
قل الحمد لله say praise and adoration are exclusively Allah's, meaning they belong to Allah the Almighty. Because lillah implies exclusive possession or al-ikhtisas. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ إِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. Peace be upon his chosen servant. Allah. Let me ask you, what is the typology of this elongation? What is the typology of this kind of elongation? Which kind of mad is this? Allah. Allahu, what kind of mud is this? Elazim, lakin, there is a subtitle to it. The main term given, the main description is al-mudd al-farqi. يفرق بين الإثبات والسؤال. You can say Allah. Allah, is it Allah? So it's inquisitive. It is a drawl enveloped in inquisitive nature. So it is called المد الفرقي. I don't know if it is clear to you. Of course, it's Allah ذو المفقل. لكن it is referred to as المد الفرقي. Allah. الآن okay وقد أصيت قبل كنت من المفسدين so الله خير is it Allah that is better أما يشركون or those objects with whom they associate man with Allah with is Allah better or their articles of shirk polytheism of course Allah خير next ayah
أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ
أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ Who creates or created the heaven and earth? This is an important question on Tawheed. That is, or who created the heavens? From the sky. Who does all these? فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ With that water, we germinated. Or we germinate with it حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَحْجَ Okay? Beautiful gardens that possess brilliance in terms of beauty. Because al-bahja means something attractive. مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا It's not for you to germinate its tree. أَإِلَهُمَّ اللَّهُ Any article of worship along with Allah? The answer is no. بَلْهُمْ قَوْمٍ يَعْدِلُونَ Nay, they are a people who equate other gods with Allah the Almighty. Because يَعْدِلُونَ equating. Yes. Next ayah.
أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ
أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا Who makes the earth قَرَارًا A stabilizing place. قرار. لأن الأرض يعني تتقرر لك. Who made this face of the earth establish without moving, without meandering? Otherwise, if you are on your car, in your car, on the face of the earth, it keeps on what? Being sloppy, sloppy, shaking, shaking. But it is قرار. Who created the earth and made it on shaking? Stable. Who is that? It is Allah. وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا And through it, the earth, Allah sent forth rivers. وَجَعَلَهَا رَوَاسِيَا And Allah created and placed رَوَاسِيَا stones, like stake. Alright? You see, the function of stones and mountains is to give stability to the earth. Otherwise, it's going shaking. Who did all these? وجعل بين البحرين حاجزا. Between two rivers, Allah puts demarcation, حاجزا. You see, in one chapter, Allah says, وهو الذي مرج البحرين هذا عذب فرات وهذا ملح أجاج. وجعل بينهما برزخا وحجرا محجورا. Chapter 25, verse number what? 53. Now, if you go to any river, there are two masses of rivers. This one is drinkable. The other one is, it has content of salinity. Alright? Now, in between the two, there is demarcation. You can't with the naked eye. A good example, go and enter, for example, in Lokoja. You use a boat from Lokoja to say Shintako is a village there. As you start moving, you see River Niger and Benue coming together. They look like meeting, but they're separated. Allahu Akbar. There is hajiza. You ask any oceanologist, he tells you this reality. I've traveled across many seas, from Port Harcourt City to, say, Patani, say, to places like Boni Island. You see, the sea, as if touching the sky. But there is one part of it salty, the other part drinkable. But in between the two, they separate. They look like meeting, but they're not. That is Hajla. Who did this? It is Allah. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحَرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا. Then he asked, أَإِلَهُمَّ Allah, any article, any object of worship along with Allah? بَلْ نَي أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَلَمُونَ. Most of them don't know. They are just ignorant. Next ayah.
أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ
أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَا. Who answers the prayers of who is al-muttar? Somebody pressed by the necessity. Muttar. فَمَنْ اضْطُرَّ فِي مَخْمَسَةٍ غَيْرَ مُتَجَانِفٍ لِإِثْمٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. If you are pressed by the necessity to eat carrion, that means eat it. Because you are muttar. Al-muttar is the one suffering in silence. He has nobody to help him. Only Allah is Al-Muttar. So who answers the request, the praise of Al-Muttar? إِذَا دَأَهُ. When he asks Allah. Who answers your request? Who grants your request? Allah. To tell you, it is only Allah that has the capacity to answer you and grant your request. It's not for every Tom, Dick and Harry to do it, okay? So who does it? But Allah the Almighty. وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ and clears negative things. Something very ugly, poverty, pestilence, nakedness, and the like. Every manner of bad things, Allah clears them. Who does all this? وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ and makes you vicegerent on the face of the earth. Because al-khulafa, you know, rotatively, your father is no more, you are there. Khalifa. So who does all these? أَإِلَهُمَّ Allah. Is there any article, any object of worship along with Allah the Almighty? The answer is capital no. قَلِيلًا مَّا تَذَكَرُ. Little. They remember. Next ayah.
أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ.
If I should ask you, أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ, how many times do you repeat it? Check your Quran. Ilahumma Allah. How many times is repeated here? 4. Correct? Okay. Now, and it is to emphasize the issue of monotheism. You know monotheism? Tawheed. As against polytheism or pantheism. Everything is God. Pantheism. Polytheism, many gods. But monotheism, unifying Allah as the only absolute voice. That is pure Tawheed. So these questions are ilahum, to emphasize on the importance of and the exclusivity of worshipping Allah Almighty without any association. You get it? Okay. Now Allah the Almighty says, Amman yahdikum, correct? Who guides you? Who is there? Or who guides you? Fi dhulumatil barri wal bahr, in the darkness. Do we have plural of darkness in English? In English. Who amongst you who read English? Is darkness singular? Any plural of darkness? Yes, it's darknesses. Dhulumat. Who guides you in the darknesses of the plain land and on the river? As you walk on the face of the face of the earth is called Al-Birr. Al-Barri. But the river is called Al-Bahr. Okay, we live on the face of Al-Barr or in water or on water. The water is contained by Al-Bahr. Correct? Now, let me ask you, between the area occupied by water and the one occupied by the plain land, which has lion's share? Water. Oh, yeah. The area occupied by water is by far larger. And it is called what? Hydrospherical composition of the earth. The phase of the earth is called lithospherical composition. So definitely the area occupied by water is by far larger. And the creatures in the water are more numerous than the one of the face of earth. Allahu Akbar. So who guides you? Who guides you? في ظلمات البر والبحر. Who guides you in the darknesses of the face of the earth and that of the water or river? That is number one. ومن يرسل الرياح. Who is the one sending winds? Don't say tornado. The wind that carries clouds smoothly running in the sky to bring you water. Who does all this? Allahu Rabbul Alameen. وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا. Who sends winds as source of what? Glad tidings, bushra. When you see air or wind blowing clouds, you say, oh, there is going to be water. It is the bushra. In one qira'ah, nushran, bayna di rahmatihi. A ilahumma Allah, is there any article of worship along with Allah Almighty? The answer still remains no. Ta'ala Allah, fa exalted is Allah. Amma yushrikum, from what they associate him with. Next ayah.
أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إلههم الله الآية. أمن يبدأ الخلق؟ Or another question: Who initiates the creature? Who? Because يبدأ is from بدأ يبدأ. Who initiated you? Did your father create you? He didn't create my father, but he born me. Being born different from being created. You and my dad created by Allah Almighty. So Allah says, أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ. Who is that that initiated or initiate continuously the creators? The answer is Allah. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ and takes the life back to death and take it back again. Who does all this? لا إله إلا الله. Then, وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Who provides you with provisions? Because يرزق, he gives you provisions. Sin is rizq. Respiratory system is rizq. The power of touching is rizq. The power of smelling, talking, hearing, these things are what? Classes of rizq. Then the way you eat and drink and what have you. So, وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Who sends provision to you from the sky? What is the risk from the sky? Water. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. Alright? So who provides all this for you and also from the earth? The sky gives water. And the earth, what does it do? It collects and consumes the water. And human being, what do we do? We send our seedling in the dust. Alright? Water comes down and the earth becomes swollen on account of the content of the food inside. Day in, day out, the earth germinates. La ilaha illallah. Then question. Ailahumma Allah. After hearing all this, yet you are associating partner with Allah. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. قل, tell them, هاتوا برهانكم. Produce your evidence. Bring your proof that Allah has other gods. The answer, no. إن كنتم صادقين, if you are truthful, produce your evidences, bring your proof to prove that, yeah, Allah has other gods against you. Next.
قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ.
نعم.
وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ.
قُلْ tell them. You see, all the ulama call this أسلوب التلقين. أسلوب التلقين. How many quls in Quran? Can you count? Okay, let's start counting. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ. Hey, very many. If you are given an assignment, it's going to be very, very daunting, Herculean task against you. You can't do it, okay? How many قُلْز, 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 Allahu Akbar. أُسْلُوبُ التَّلْقِينِ. Allah says, قُلْ, tell them, لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَظَّ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Now? 100 and? When did you get it? Arama. Okay, I'll give, okay. Okay, I give an assignment. How many quls? 100 and? Did you mention this one? Are you sure? MashaAllah. 132, okay, you've had it.
Three.
MashaAllah.
300.
200? 300. MashaAllah. You see, quls, it is a sign where Allah says, tell them, tell them, tell them. Correct? So Allah says, "Qul, tell them, nobody knows in the heaven and earth al-ghayb." What is al-ghayb? The unseen. That is ghayb. The obscure. It's more than obscure. The unseen. One cannot be caught. One can be caught by the eye, the naked eye. It's al-ghayb. Al-ghayb is of two kinds. There is al-ghayb al-mutlaq. There is al-ghayb al-nisbi. Al-ghayb al-mutlaq is called the profound unseen. Profound. But al-ghayb al-nisbi is called relative ghayb. Okay. The content of your pocket is, I don't know. In relation to me, I don't know. It's called relative. Mine to you, don't know. So in relation to you, it's called relative ghaib. But the profound ghaib, relative, both of them, who knows them all? Allah. Alright? Al-Qiyamah is ghaib. Correct? Al-Jannah, is it ghaib? It's ghaib. Hellfire, Uzbillah, is ghaib? But mu'minun alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaibi wa yuqimuna as-salata wa mimma razaqnahum, that is the sifa of the mu'minun. They believe in the ghaib. Though we don't see it, but we believe. Because Allah tells us, the Prophet tells us, we don't have any reason to deny their reality. Okay? So tell them, in the heaven and earth, nobody knows the unknown or the unseen. Except Allah. Then, وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ. They don't even know by the least when they are going to be resurrected. Those in the grave today, who amongst the dead people can tell you, I am going to be raised alive on such a day? Am I talking? Am I communicating? Am I? The people we bury, have you ever heard any dead man saying, okay, you brought me and I'm going to be raised tomorrow or next tomorrow? Allah says, وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَا. They don't even know. La ilaha illallah. You're just there, dumped, buried until the time that Allah says is time. That is Al-Qiyamah. Allahumma ja'alna min al-khayr. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Next ayah.
بَلِ ادَّارَكَ عِلْمُهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ بَلْ هُمْ فِي شَكٍّ مِّنْهَا بَلْ هُمْ مِّنْهَا عَمُونَ.
بَلِ ادَّارَكَ عِلْمُهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Take it easy. On the day of Al-Qiyamah, ادَّارَكَ عِلْمُهُمْ. Their knowledge will become a reality. In the world here, they are denying Al-Akhirah. When it comes, it's, oh, it's a reality. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا هَذَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. That is ادَّارَكَ. On the day of Al-Qiyamah, their knowledge concerning Akhirah becomes a reality. It becomes manifest, in other words. بَلْهُمْ فِي شَكٍ مِّنْهَا. Nay, they are in doubt concerning Al-Akhirah. They deny it. أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا إِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ. They deny it. But on Al-Qiyamah, اِدَّارَكَ إِلْمُهُمْ. So, بَلْهُمْ فِي شَكٍ مِّنْهَا. بَلْ هُمْ. Is that correct?
Yes.
بَلْ هُمْ فِي شَكٍ مِّنْهَا. بَلْ هُمْ مِّنْهَا عَمُونَ. They are blind to the reality of Al-Akhirah. نعم.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَإِذَا كُنَّا تُرَابًا وَآبَاؤُنَا أَإِنَّا لَمُخْرَجُونَ.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those who deny Iman, those who disbelieve, say, they keep on saying, أَإِذَا كُنَّا تُرَابًا. What? After becoming dust, we died, became dust. وَآبَاؤُنَا. And our parents, أَإِنَّا لَمُخْرَجُونَ. Is it we're going to be extracted? To be brought back to life? No. In one ayah they say, هَيْهَاتَ هَيْهَاتَ لِمَا تُعَدُونَ. It's not true. So distant from reality. The same message is being passed here. Now,
لَقَدْ وُعِدْنَا هَذَا نَحْنُ وَآبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
لَقَدْ وُعِدْنَا هَذَا نَحْنُ وَآبَاؤُنَا. This has been promised us. We and our parents. Meaning, the prophets used to tell us we are going to be resurrected after. For a long time. When is it going to be reality? You know, they are denying it. So we were promised certainly this one. We and our parents, min qablu. Why did it say min qablu? Not min qabli. Min put kasra to qabl, to every noun. But why here it's min qablu? Any reason? You know, usually during classes I ask questions. I enjoy asking questions to make what is being imparted in terms of knowledge retained. Why min comes, it is the article of putting kasra, a nominal expression, but here it's put dhamma. Why? In Arabic grammar, min is an article of putting kasra on any nominal expression. Min Allahi, kharajtu min al-bayti, alright, jitu min al-muallimi. If you have min, you put kasra. But here it didn't say min qabli, it says min qablu. So I ask, why? It's a grammar, it's Arabic nahw. Okay, and you know what? There is no way you can answer the Quran without Arabic language. It's impossible. Knowing the Quran, appreciating its beauty, comes via your expertise in the language of Quran. Because inna anzalnahu Quranan, is it Quranan Hausawiya? Kanuriya? Falatiya? Come on. Quranan Arabiya. So for that, learning Arabic becomes something indispensable. In the process, it says, وَآبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ. You see, قَبْلُ زَرْفٌ لِلزَّمَانِ مَبْنِيٌ عَلَى الضَّمِّ لِانْقِطَاعِهِ عَنِ الْإِضَافَةِ وَالْإِضَافَةِ مَنْوِيَّةٌ وتقديرها من قبل هذا البيان أو ما يناسب ذلك. But since إضافة, as we said, is not here, so we just remove the كسرة. لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد. Okay. So they used to say من قبل. Previously, we and our parents used to be promised that there is going to be resurrection. إن هذا إلا أساطير الأولين. This is just about the stories of the olden days. Now,
قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ.
قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Tell them, walk on the face of the earth. فَانْظُرُوا, take a look. كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. How was the end of the criminally minded people was. Now,
وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَكُنْ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِّمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ.
This is called what? You see, it's a kind of, it's called tasliya, trying to please the Prophet. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Don't be grieved. Don't be overtaken by grievance because of their misbehavior. Be patient, Ya Rasulallah. وَلَا تَكُمْ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. Don't be in any contraction on account of what they do out of treachery. Because al-makr means treachery. They are treacherous. Don't be, you know, in a contract. Okay? Just become contracted. You become in disturbance on account of their bad behavior. Now,
وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. The unbelievers keep on saying, they said previously, and the like of them keep on saying, مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ. When is this promise coming to be? That we are going to die, we are going to be resurrected. مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you promise, promising us to us, promising this to us, in kuntum sadiqin, if you are speaking the truth. Now,
قل عسى أن يكون ردف لكم بعض الذي تستعجلون.
قل عسى أن يكون ردف لكم بعض الذي تستعجلون. Tell them, عسى أن يكون ردف لكم. Soon as what you have been promised will come your way. Because ردف الذي ردفك. It will come your way. بعض الذي تستعجلون. Some portion of things you want to be quickened to be against you. Naam.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Your Lord is the owner of bounties on the people. Bounties. Allah's bounties cannot be calculated. Okay? وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كفار. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمة ربي لنفذ البحر قبل أن تنفذ كلمة ربي ولو جاء مثله مددا. If the whole waters of the world will be turned to ink and there are good secretaries, you know, who do the documentation, writing, the whole ink will have been consumed without taking one fraction of Allah's gift of you. لا إله إلا الله. So إن ربك لذو فضل. Correct?
No.
Allah nas. Allah is the owner of the bounties on people. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُمْ. But most of them do not thank Allah the Almighty. Naam.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ. الآية. Certainly your Lord knows what their breast conceal. Because sudur is sadr. What the breast, you can say chest. But their breast conceal, Allah knows. وَمَا يُؤْلِنُ and whatever that make manifest. Now.
وَمَا مِنْ غَائِبَةٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مبين.
وما من غائبة في السماء والأرض إلا في كتاب مبين. There is no anything hidden, غائبة. What you cannot see, you cannot perceive. But with Allah is not hidden. وما من غائبة في السماء والأرض. There is nothing hidden in the sky or in the heaven on earth. إلا في كتاب مبين. But it is in the clear book, that is Allahul Mahfuz. Everything is there, documented, written. The ajal, the time of death, the time of coming to the world, all fi kitabin mubin. Naam.
Inna hadha al-Qur'an yaqussu ala bani Israel أكثر الذي هم فيه يختلفون.
إن هذا القرآن certainly this Quran. Quran is the name. Quran means recitation, reading. فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه, recitation. It is the book of books. It is the leader of all documents. It is the book that has some rights. Rights of Quran are how many? Quran has 16 rights on all of Muslims. Believe in it is right number one. Reading it is another right. Go and study it, another right. Teach people Quran, right. Four. It is being recited, keep quiet, is a right. Six, ponder. You have to be cogitative or not being great. If Allah says, Afala yanzuruna il ibil, look at the evil. Cogitate, ponder, think. Another right. Any right. Part of the right of Quran, do not humiliate Quran. Don't use your saliva in turning Quran. No. Don't use saliva in turning it. Don't put any recitation as ringing tongue. It's a way of treating Quran with disdain. Make Quran your judge during any argument. About 16, we have said it in so many places. إن هذا القرآن this book Quran يقص على بني إسرائيل the Quran narrates to the Israelites a lot of things that they disagree on. نعم
وإنه لهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين
certainly it is the guidance and mercies for the believers. Next ayah.
إن ربك يقضي بينهم بحكمه وهو العزيز العليم.
Your Lord decides between them through His judgment. بحكمه. إن ربك certainly your Lord يقضي will decide. بينهم as between them, بحكمه through his just judgment. حكم. وهو الأزيز. Allah is الأزيز, the Almighty, or the Magnificent, or the Irresistible. العليم, the All-Knowing. So the judgment of this life is just a time ramshackle, smoke screen. The actual judgment is on the day of Al-Qiyamah. Al-Qiyamah, no lawyer, no advocate. لا ظلم اليوم. There is no wrongdoing that very day. نعم.
فتوكل على الله إنك على الحق المبين.
فتوكل على الله إنك على الحق المبين. فتوكل, put your trust in Allah. That is tawakkal. Put your trust in Allah. Okay? إِنَّكَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ الْمُبِينَ Certainly, Ya Rasulullah, you are on the truth path. You are on the truth which is very clear. Naam.
إنك لا تسمع الموتى ولا تسمع الصم الدعاء إذا ولوا مدبرين.
You cannot, you are not the one to make the dead ones hear. إنك لا تسمع الموتى. Those who die, you cannot make them hear. But here, the dead ones means the unbelievers. They are dead because their ear cannot hear the truth. They become summum, bukmun, umyun, fawm, verjun. So if somebody is a kafir, no matter what you tell, they will not listen to you. So he is dead. That is the meaning here. It also means those in the grave physically, can you make them hear? So إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى You are not the one to make the dead one hear. Alright? وَلَا تُسْمِعُ السُّمَّةِ Similarly, you cannot make the deaf to hear. الدُّعَى, what you call them. إِذَا وَلَّوْ مُدُبِرِينَ By the time they turn away from you, not ready to listen to what you're saying. What can you do? That is why لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسْتَيْتِرِ إِلَّا مَنْ تَوَلَّى
وَكَفَرَ
وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ نعم. Next ayah.
وَمَا أَنْتَ بِهَادِ الْعُمِّ عَنْ بَلَالَتِهِمْ إِنْ تُسْمِعُ إِلَّا مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا فَهُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ
نعم. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِهَادِ الْعُمِّ عَنْ بَلَالَتِهِمْ You are not the one to guide the blind ones out of their what? Absence of guidance. Out of their error. Interest me, the only one you can make him hear, illa man yu'min, is the one that believes. The ayatina, believing in our signs, فهم مسلمون فقط they are submissive and believers. نعم.
وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ
وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ When the appointed hour arrives against them, أَخَرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً who will extract, who will brought out for them a dabba, a huge animal. Some as soon as Nakata Saleh, that will expose them, that will be talking from the face of the earth, to kalimuhum, talking to them. And the nasakanu bi ayatina la yuqinun. People don't have certainty concerning our verses. Now.
وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فَوْجًا مِمَّنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِآيَاتِنَا فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ
وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ Remember such a day when we are going to gather them. Because نَحْشُرُ is to gather, to assemble, to congregate, congregation. So the day we shall gather people, مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ from each and every nation, فَوْجًا peers and groups and groups. فَوْجًا Allahu Akbar. مِمَّنْ يُكَذِبْ آيَتِنَا among those who deny our verses, فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ they will be, you know, batch by batch. يُوزَعُونَ graded. They face Allah the Almighty on that very day. نعم.
حتى إذا جاءوا قال أكذبتم بآياتي ولم تحيطوا بها علما أم ماذا كنتم تعملون
حتى إذا جاءوا then until they come to the presence of Allah قال Allah says أكذبتم بآياتي You denied my signs and ayat. وَلَمْ تُحِيطُوا بِهِ إِلْمًا Whereas you are ignorant about You are ignorant about my verses, yea, you deny them. أَمَّا ذَا كُنْتُمْ تَعَمَلُونَ What were you doing in the hereafter? I mean in the world. You are disbelieving my verses, now you have come to the hereafter, you meet Allah. So Allah asks them this question. Next ayah.
وَوَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمَا ظَلَمُوا فَهُمْ لَا يَنطِقُونَ
وَوَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ The decisive word of Allah against them becomes established against them. They are going to the hellfire. بِمَا ظَلَمُوا On account of their transgressiveness, فَهُمْ لَا يَنطِقُونَ They cannot talk that very day. Now,
أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِيَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا
نعم
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ
أَلَمْ يَرَوْا haven't they seen أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ We made the night لِيَسْكُنُوا For people to be at rest. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا So in the night, have a rest. وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا And the daylight, very clear. You go and look for your livelihood. مُبْصِرًا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ In these there are signs. لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ For the people who have the belief or who believe. Next ayah.
وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَقُ فِي الصُّورِ فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ وَكُلٌّ أَتَوْهُ دَاخِرِينَ
Allah says, وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَقُ فِي الصُّورِ Remember such a day when the trumpet will be blown. The angel responsible for blowing the trumpet will blow it. Who is the angel for that? Who can tell me the angel responsible for blowing the trump for the utter destruction of the cosmos you live in today? Israfil. The angel responsible for bringing revelation. Who is that? Jibril or Jibrail or Jibril. Who is the angel charged with bringing water, resources and provisions? Mikael or Mikala. Who is the angel that takes lives? Don't say Azrael. It's a wrong name. The name is Malakul Maut. قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرْجَعُونَ. In chapter number 32. Alright, which angel is on guard of the hellfire? The angel being on guard of the hellfire. Maliku. وَنَادُوا يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّ. And Ridwan is that of the paradise. Allahu Akbar. Wa iyyakum. So Allah says, wa yawma yunfakhu fi sur. Remember such a day when a sur, the trumpet will be blown. Fafazi'a man fi samawati wa man fi al-ard. Those in heaven and earth will be terrified. Fafazi'a. Will be extensively, intensely terrified. La ilaha illallah. Illa man shaa Allah. Except those that Allah wills. Wa kullun atawhu dakhirin. All of them come to Allah dakhirin subdued. Subdued. No power. Where is your money? Where is your excellency? Where is Royal Highness? Where is Akramakallah? وَكُلٌّ أَتَوْهُ دَاخِرٍ. All of them come to Allah subdued. Sign. هَنَا لُقْ نعم. Can we bring the next ayah? Okay. Next ayah.
وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدَةً وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ. صُنْعَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَتْقَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ إِنَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَفْعَلُونَ.
الله أكبر. On that day, وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْصَبُهَا جَمِدَةٌ. You will see الْجِبَالَ, the mountains, تَحْصَبُهَا, presuming it to be جَمِدَةٌ, static, still. They are not static. وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ, but it moves. مَرَّ الصَّحَاب, how the cloud moves leisurely. Allahu Akbar. ثُنَّ اللَّهِ, that is Allah's deed. الَّذِي أَتْقَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that perfect everything created. إِنَّهُ, certainly Allah, خَبِيرٌ, is well informed. بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ, on everything you do. We stop here. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المسلمين والحمد لله. You can see I am battling.